with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. This is John Nasheed, New Mind Development Project. Peace be upon you all. We thank God for blessing us to be with you once again. And we ask Almighty God to bless us with something to say that is beneficial to us all. You know, Imam Warithi Muhammad, the leader of our community, he introduced to us some years ago, new mind. And that new mind, you know, it tells you something. It tells you that obviously we had an old mind. If we have to introduce to ourselves a new mind, we had an old in mind that was indoctrinated by the society. And if we're coming into a new mind, then quite naturally we have to have a new language. And the language of Imam Warithi Muhammad is the language. Actually, we believe, those of us who follow him, we believe that the language of our leader, Imam Warithi Muhammad, is going to take us into the future. A new language brings about a new mind, a new way of thinking. And just a little introduction there. But anyway, we like to talk this morning a little about supporting good works. You know, there's a lot of people out here today from all religions, from all races, who's doing very good work for the benefit of not selfishness, but for the benefit of the collective people. You know, people who work for the good of all people are really in reality the same people. You know, we might have different religions, you know, we might have different organizations or whatever the case. But the work, if the work is good and for the benefit of mankind in general, then we should support that work. And I'm a Muslim, right? Nancy, I give charity to Muslim organizations, masjids, etc. I also give charity to Christian organizations and other organizations. I don't even know if they have religions or whatever the case. Up here where I live in New York, in Middletown, New York, I donate to a food kitchen. They give many, many meals to many, many different people. I went to visit. I was in the library once weekend. I was sitting there and I noticed a lot of homeless people. They were getting up around lunchtime and they started to move around and they started to assemble in front of the soup kitchen or the food distribution. And I went in and I went upstairs and I introduced myself. And I saw the many different kinds of people, races, I'm sure different religions or whatever the case. But anyway, I was very impressed. And I had told the director there that I was going to send her a donation. And I've been donating ever since. So it doesn't make any difference who you are, just as long as you're doing good work. You know, I'm a subscriber to a YouTube channel, a young African lady. In Africa. I'm not going to mention what country. You know, sometimes we mention countries, we start forming opinions before the story is even completed. But anyway, she's a young woman. She works and she does many different things. She's a Christian woman, matter of fact, a Catholic. And she also works with the village school, the school in her village. And the program that I saw at that particular time was she had a group of children in a school building. And you know, the school buildings, when you look in African that live in villages in the outer areas, you know, you can't compare them to schools like in America, whatever the case. But anyway, it was a school that had a rooms, it had a roof on it. But the children, I think it was 330 some odd children in one room. That was just one room. That's the smaller children. 330 some odd children in that one room. And they were sitting on the floor And they had no breakfast. They had no lunch. Actually, if you don't provide breakfast and lunch, your parents, then you don't eat. And this is a poor, obviously it's a poor village, a poor society that they're living in. And she was dealing with these young children. And she said that they sat on the floor, those who sat on the floor who didn't have a book or a notebook, they wrote in the dirt. And then they erased the dirt and did their next subject in the dirt. So it really touches your heart, you know, just to see something like that. And children in Africa, poor as they are, if their parents don't have resources, don't have money to send them to school, they don't go to school. So I tell you, look at the environment that the people of Africa, in this particular place, many other places, is they're prospering. They have colleges, they have hospitals, you know, equal to United States of America and other European countries, right? Or advanced countries, we should say. But at any rate, she took on the work, and she took on the work of, number one, providing food for the children. Now, she couldn't feed them lunch and breakfast, so she was asking her subscribers to donate for breakfast, a simple corn porridge, right? That was something nourishing to put in their body, and something made from cassava plant and made like a pancake as a kind of a booster, or, you know, like a refresh, like a, sometimes we have little treats that they give us, right? But anyway, she accomplished that. She had donors who donated money, and she bought sacks of flour so they could make this porridge so the children could eat in the morning. Now, as a result of that, she said that there were 333 students. And then the next time I was in contact with her, she said it had boosted up to 400 and some odd. I forgot the some odd. I think it was 60 or something like that. And she said that that was probably because they found out, kids found out that they were given breakfast. Right? So this goes to show, it touches your heart to see little children. These are little children, small, like we would say, grade school children. And then the next project that she involved herself in was books. All the children didn't have books, workbooks. And she asked her subscribers also to donate to buy books. I think it was like the basic study, arithmetic, spelling, things like that. Four books. And she got them. She got it. Actually, she showed herself going to the store, purchasing the books wholesale, bringing it back, passing them out to the children. And she said this is her happy day in one of the videos. And the children were so happy, waving their books, etc. And lastly, she had gotten somebody to make desks or benches, like maybe four or five people sit in one long bench. And they also had on top of desks so they could do their work. So I said to myself, this is amazing. This is one young lady, have two children, working for the good of all. So if she's working for the good, then there's many other people throughout the world that is working for good. And those of us who have, we should support. That's important, very important. And if we don't support, then what's happening? Then we're going to see the world in decay, because we know that many of our politicians, especially here in America, their interest is not the poor. Their interest is not the poor outside of America. And their real interest, as far as I'm concerned, is not even the poor here in America, because if it was, they would educate the poor so they can do for themselves. It's just simple. This is the way God created us. He doesn't create us as dependents. He created us to be free to do our own thing with God's help. So I just wanted to bring that to you. This is an example of a young woman who's doing something for the betterment of humanity. And these young kids, hopefully someday they'll venture out in the world and go to higher education, and maybe they might make a contribution that'll change the whole world. We don't know. But nonetheless, we must strive for excellence, strive to understand, bring ourselves into a new light, bring ourselves into a new mind, bring ourselves into a new language. Because once you change your language to positive in relationship to the order of the universe, then you're going to change. Matter of fact, society is going to change. So I salute this young lady, and may God bless her, bless her country, and bless her fellow men. So thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless us all. You know, we're going through a lot of difficulty with the COVID and the weather, and I just happened to get out of the house from the, what do you call it, cabin fever. Stuck in the house for so long, had an opportunity to get out, and you can probably hear in my voice that, you know, these stuck in the house, you get these different allergies and things of that nature. So I'm out here now, and the wind is blowing, and a little sun, but nonetheless, it just feels good to be out. So we thank God for blessing us with health. We thank Allah for blessing us with progress, and we ask you to give your support wherever you are for the betterment of mankind. Thank you, and peace be upon you all. Peace.